Thank you, Ms. Speaker. Please recognize Representative Thompson for Senate amendments to House Bill 2056.
Clerk will read.
Senate amendments to House Bill 2056 by Thompson of the House and Bingaman of the Senate, an act relating to contracts.
Representative Thompson, you're recognized to explain the amendments.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Members, this bill updates the fair practices of equipment manufacturers. Happy to answer any questions.
Questions? Representative Wright John, you're recognized for a question on the amendments.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Representative Thompson, as I read the amendments, it looks like we're expanding those entities that are going to be subject to the provisions of this by several different industries. Is that correct?
We're updating this so that just those equipment manufacturers that sell these products will be included with all the other equipment that they sell and lease.
Follow up, you're recognized.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. And essentially, this is going to require them to repurchase inventory. Is that correct?
That could be negotiated. I don't believe there's any type of requirement for that.
Follow up, you're recognized.
And so essentially the state is inserting itself in between a contract between two private parties doing free enterprise in the state of Oklahoma?
The state is already involved in this practice, as you well know.
Representative Reynolds, you're recognized for a question on the amendments.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Representative Thompson, the state may already be involved in the practice. Does that give us any reason to modify that? Shouldn't actually we be repealing this as opposed to expanding it?
Representative Reynolds, I think if you'd like to introduce a bill to repeal this, that a lot of the people involved with it would be very open to it.
Follow up, you're recognized.
Has this bill been around for a number of years? Attempt been made for some time now to implement this legislation?
There has been legislation in the past that has had, as you know, opposition. This legislation has no opposition.
Representative McCullough, you're recognized for a question on the amendments. Representative McCullough, did you have a question? You're recognized.
Again, thank you, Mr. Speaker. Representative Thompson, to what extent does this conflict with the Uniform Commercial Code in relation to, and again, I'm talking to the bill at large. I understand that we it's been on the books for a long time. It's been modified over the years, but to what extent does this abrogate the Uniform Commercial Code in the way of needing a writing of some kind? Or is that something that you feel comfortable addressing?
I don't have a direct answer to your question. I know, as you well know, that these contracts were negotiated with the state to avoid coercion and discrimination, and that's why they were put in place in the beginning.
Seeing no further questions, Representative Thompson now moves adoption of Senate Amendments, House Bill 2056. Will there be debate? There will be debate. Those in opposition, push your red button. Those in favor, the green button. Members in opposition, push your red button. We have Representative Reynolds in opposition, Representative Thompson in favor. Others wishing to debate? Seeing none. Representative Reynolds, you're recognized. If you'll just suspend for just a minute, Representative. Members of the House, to come to order, please prepare for debate. Members of the House, to come to order, prepare for debate. Take your seats, take your conversations outside, please, so the members can hear the debate. Members of the House will come to order. Please take your conversations outside and prepare for debate. Representative Reynolds, you're recognized for 7.5 minutes in opposition to the amendments.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Members, if you think the government ought to be involved in private enterprise, if you think the government ought to be involved in bank bailouts, if you think the government ought to be involved in bailing out automotive manufacturers, if you think the government understands free enterprise better than the people that run free enterprise understand it, then you ought to vote for this bill. If you think government shouldn't be involved in free enterprise and government shouldn't be involved, we can defeat this adoption and say to these people, quit coming to us with your contractual disputes. It's up to you to work them out. That's what free enterprise is all about. So I'd encourage you to put a vote up here to tell the federal government to stay out of free enterprise, and the state government in Oklahoma is going to stay out of free enterprise.
Representative Thompson, you're recognized for 7.5 minutes. Closing debate in favor of the amendments.
It is ridiculous to compare this bill with any type of bailouts that the federal government is conducting currently. This legislation has been on the books since 1984. The reason is to avoid discrimination and coercion for large manufacturer dealers. This legislation is not opposed by any of the small manufacturers or any other groups that are going to be entering into these agreements. I respectfully ask for your vote. It passed the Senate 42-0. That means no one voted against it. Thank you. I yield my time to the chair.
Members, you've heard the debate. All those in favor of adoption of the amendment say aye.
Aye.
All those opposed, nay.
No.
Chairs in doubt, clerk will activate the machine for division. Division on adoption of the Senate amendments. There's been two requests for recorded vote. Clerk will activate the machine. Sergeant announce roll call in the hall. Roll call is in progress. Recorded vote on the adoption of Senate amendments to House Bill 2056. Representative McCaffrey votes aye. Representative Harrison votes aye. Representative Pittman votes aye. Representative Thompson Todd votes aye. Representative Sullivan votes aye. Representative Fields votes aye. Representative Shannon votes aye. Representative Kirby votes aye. Declare the vote.
73 aye, 13 nay.
Having received a majority vote, I declare the amendments to be adopted. Fourth reading of the bill.
House Bill 2056 by Thompson of the House and Bingman of the Senate, an act relating to contracts.
Representative Thompson moves final passage of the bill. Will there be debate? Seeing no debate, the question before the House is shall the bill pass? Clerk will activate the machine. Sergeant to announce roll call in the hall. Roll call is in progress. Final passage of House Bill 2056. Representative Terrell votes aye. Representative Shannon votes aye. Representative McCaffrey votes aye. Representative Hilliard votes aye. Representative Sullivan votes aye. Representative Jett votes aye. Representative Ownby votes aye. Representative Pittman votes aye. Representative Blackwell votes aye. Representative Harrison votes no. Members wishing to vote or change your vote, the chair is preparing to close. Declare the vote.
69 aye, 21 nay.
Having received a majority vote, I was elected in costume in the House, declare the bill to have passed. Mr. Floor Leader.